What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today on this beautiful Monday. We're kicking off our week. Really excited about what the Lord's going to do. And want to thank you for tuning in. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. What a great weekend we just came off. Probably one of the most powerful weekends ever. I mean, it was incredible. You can go back and watch them again. Gloryville, Florida. We're going to jump in today in August 15th. Seek wise counsel. Scripture is found in Proverbs 19. Listen well to wise counsel and be willing to learn from correction so that by the end of your life, you'd be known for your wisdom. Proverbs 19, 20. Today, people run around saying, God said this, God said that. God's moving me to do this, but they haven't sought counsel about it. This can become a destructive pattern if you don't seek wisdom first. Don't say God said if you're not touching base with a multitude of trustworthy counselors. Be careful not to move on from something. Instead, move on to something greater. It's promotion. It's glory to glory. When God plants you somewhere, be faithful in those relationships that he's planted around you. Stop longing for different leadership in your life when God's given you great people already. People get derailed because they don't understand the importance of authority and accountability. They don't cherish what God's given them through the wisdom of others. Make decisions with the counsel of wise authority. Don't move on without wisdom. This is not a one-man, woman show. God's not looking for a righteous renegade to carry out his plans alone. We work as a team. You want to move forward with God, be grateful for the authority that's in your life. Tell the people who are over you today how much you appreciate them. Yeah, what a word, right? One thing that perplexed me for years is, you know, they think it's strength and wisdom to do things on their own. And they almost look at their ability to be alone is almost like a strength. Like, oh, I got it. I can do it. Don't worry about it. You know, years ago, I remember looking at the leaders in my life and I remember thinking, do I get a cheat code for this? Are you telling me that what took, you know, a spiritual father 30 years, I could try to learn in like, you know, 30 minutes by just asking questions? One thing I realized about, and we've talked about this recently, about the American culture, they don't really honor their fathers and mothers, right? Every other country treats them with high regard, but we put them in like old folks' homes. And we spend the probably the loneliest group of people in America are the elderly. But so much wisdom, right? So much wisdom, so much, you know, so much honor, so much understanding. And we have to value the wisdom of the prior generation. Because God will use those things. And you know, furthermore, the pastors in your life. I mean, if you have, I'm talking about a really spirit-filled pastor that's moving and hearing from God. That's essential, man. And you can't move on without it. I'm a pastor. I need pastoring. You know, it's interesting. I have many different, like, you know, sons and daughters, so to speak. A lot of them draw from, you know, I believe is a well of wisdom in my life. Many of them don't. Many of them just, you know, would rather just try to figure this thing out. And both are okay, but you can't do it without wisdom. You can't do it without, like, seeking God, seeking counsel. You weren't meant to do this life alone. And so today, I need you to really take inventory. Who are the people speaking into my life? You know, the Bible says if the blind leads the blind, they're both falling into a ditch. And so today, take inventory. Who is speaking into my life? Who are the voices that I've allowed to come into my life? Because everybody's following somebody. Everybody's following somebody. You're either following them off a cliff or you're following them to the throne of God, but you're following somebody. And, you know, a lot of times people will say, you know, I've had to say to people, who is speaking into your life? I'm their pastor. And I'm like, who is speaking into your life? Because the way you're living is definitely not me. I don't have a say in your life. I'm not saying anything encouraging to you that you're listening to. because your behaviors are telling you that there's other influences in your life. Or you'll see somebody that, you know, they come into your life. I know that I'm called to be a father to them. And I don't mean like presumptuous. I mean like it's confirmed in them. And yet they have other groups of counsel that they listen to. It's destructive behavior. And so we're not meant to be alone. We're not meant to figure it out. And we're also not meant to surround ourselves by the people that we just think are that we like. Because I will tell you, the spiritual fathers in my life are not like me. Dr. Brian Simmons is completely opposite of me. And the reality is he's everything I need, right? There are many people that will father you that are not like you, but they have what you need. And their DNA is what God is trying to give you. And so, really good word today. I think we just got to open our eyes and see that God is moving and he wants to use others to encourage us and to help us in our walk with God. And we're not meant to do it alone. And so I pray today that your eyes would be open to the leaders that are in your life and that God would begin to show you, the great wisdom that's around you. And again, not just in pastors, not like, a tyrant situation. I'm talking about people that are in your life that have leadership influence, that are more mature than you, that can take you to where you want to go. I will tell you, when I got born again, I didn't feel like there was a lot of people that have been where I want to be. But you are probably surrounded by people with more wisdom than you, that have done a little bit more in faith than you, and that can encourage you. Today, honor them, love them, understand that is absolutely the way we were meant to do life, is submitting to leadership and just honoring God in them. That's it for today. Great word. We love you. Thank you always for tuning in with Engage Heaven today. I'm out.